This is Mark Strassman with California Politics Today. We're back with Mitchell Benson in the Treasury's office, who wanted to make some corrections about what he just said. Go ahead, please.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this Independent Citizens Oversight Committee,
okay,
which will govern the newly established California Institute for Regenerative Medicine.
Right.
The committee will be made up of 29 members. Five of those members will come from five UC campuses. Five UC chancellors will appoint an executive officer from his or her campus.
So each of five
yes,
chancellors will appoint one
right,
spokesperson or representative
right,
from and, that. Okay,
and
so that's
UC San Francisco, UC Davis, UC San Diego, UCLA, and UC Irvine.
Okay.
Okay. Then, in addition to those five, the Speaker of the Assembly will have one appointment.
All right.
And the President Pro Temp of the Senate will have one appointment.
All right.
In addition to those, there will be 12 appointees, four from universities other than the UCs we just named, and four from nonprofit academic and research institutions, not part of the University of California, and four from the California Life Science commercial entities.
Okay.
Okay, and those will all be appointed by the governor, lieutenant governor, and the controller and the treasurer, who will each have one appointment each.
From each of those categories?
Right, right. So in other words, the treasurer will appoint someone from a California university, not including the five UC campuses we named. The treasurer will also appoint someone from a California nonprofit academic and research institution, not a part of the University of California. And the treasurer will appoint someone from a California life science commercial entity, as will the governor, lieutenant governor, and the controller.
Okay.
In addition, there will be eight appointees from designated disease advocacy groups. The governor, lieutenant governor, the treasurer, and the controller each makes one appointment from two disease groups. The treasurer's disease groups are type 1 diabetes and heart disease. I do not know what the disease groups are for the three other constitutional officers.
Okay, are we up to 29 now?
And then the last two are, this is the thing that I tripped up on and I apologize, each of the constitutional officers, the governor, the lieutenant governor, the controller, and the treasurer, each will nominate someone to be chairman and someone else to be vice chairman. And the other members of this group, the other 27 members of this ICOC, will then select a chairman and vice chairman from those nominees. And that's how we get to 29 members.
Okay. So the first 27 are appointed according to the schedule you just outlined.
That's correct.
And the last two are selected by those 27.
That's
fortunately
correct.
It's an odd number, so there won't be a tie.
That's correct.
And the nominations for those two positions, chair and vice chair, will be submitted by the four constitutional officers previously mentioned.
That's correct.
All right. It sounds like a great opportunity for balance and for some politics there at the end.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, and we'll include this right next to your original statement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.